Any further questions?
I think so.
If you have anything, Commissioner Williams? Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I will ask at this time, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor or in opposition to this project? Either way of it? Okay. Hearing none. Sir, since we have no opposition, have you thought of any questions or anything that you would like before we move forward?
No, sir.
Nope. Okay. At this time, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
At this time, then, I will close the public hearing, and I would entertain a motion to either approve or deny the request that we have in front of us.
On the motion to approve, with the restrictions of only allowing what? Farmer market, how is it? Agricultural sales and service, I guess.
Yeah. So
agricultural sales and service.
Sales and service, and then the other side would have been the
retail.
For the seamless.
Mm-hmm. Retail sales and service is
well,
what I think.
Well, construction.
Oh, yes, under C2. I was thinking you were
yes, no.
towards A1.
For the C2 with restriction, it would be under the
construction. Because that's permitted, and then the
self-storage?
Well, what was the other one? The agricultural sales and services permitted.
Construction.
That way you didn't have to come back. Permitted.
Right, yeah, that's what I was trying to think of, how we could make it all work.
So and then construction, sales, and service?
Permitted.
Is permitted.
And then what he's going to possibly do.
Do you guys want to add that now or make him come back? And then self-service storage. You guys have any other discussion?
I have none.
I do not.
Move to approve order number 04-21-2025-01, restricting with restrictions of only allowing agricultural sales and service, construction sales and service, and self-service storage.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Do we want to leave it as construction, sales, and service, or do you want to try and make that?
Is there a better one for it to fit? So
I don't think so.
I think that's going to be as close
as it's
not
like a
gets.
Light manufacturing or anything. What's? I don't think so. Okay.
So that's the end of discussion. We do have a motion and a second. If there's no discussion after that, Mr. Williams? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Who seconded?
Shane Keyes. Commissioner Keyes seconded. Voted all aye. Do I need to make any notes on my document here, Cody, or do you have those?
I wrote it down pretty well, and
okay.
I'll write it up in our resolution.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, will that need to be amended on the form that I have here? Will that show in that?
We'll have to do an addendum to it.
Okay.
Attach.
Perfect. Yep. Thank you. Okay. All right. That's that one. We'll move on to our next order, if you would call it, Mr. Stice. Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate your patience with Pete.
Yes, sir. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, order number 04-21-2025-02, CKW Properties, LLC. This is the request. CKW Properties is seeking county commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel, 08-9.0-30-000-000-008.001, located at 2166 State Highway 248. Background. Whereas April 14, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approving and making this change to the zoning district map, and it was unanimous. So you guys will remember this is the food court, okay? Yep. And then you're going to kind of see what the present use is and how it doesn't fit. So out there on 248. So Branson's all here to the south, and then you got your sharp curve here, and Gretna keeps taking off right here. So here's the food court I was speaking of, and then he had, I think it was mobile homes or RVs in here at one time, had some roads in here that's been cut out for public use. So Gray City, C2 around it somewhat, got a little RV. I think he used to own that, maybe he still does. R1 to the backside. He was in R1, which didn't work for what he was doing. This is one of those things. Scott gave me a list of things he'd like to see him corrected while he was here, and we didn't get to it, so here it is. So,
okay.
So he's asking for C2, and that'll grab his food court, and then we'll have him come up and speak on what he wants to do here in the back.
Okay. Do we have a representative here for this proposal?
You want me to walk you through it?
Please.
What I know?
Yeah.
Okay, so this building has been removed. All these units have been taken out. He's wanting to vacate this road, make the food court much larger in kind of an L shape where you can circle in and circle out much better. I think it'll add more capacity to it too.
Yeah.
And then he's got some ideas back here, but I don't know the extent. I went out and took pictures. I don't think I added them to this. This is looking out his main drive. That's Shepherd of the Hills. That's going to it. Okay, so you can see he's removed all his RVs. He's got some containers in there. He's done a lot of digging, got a lot of water and sewer lines now moved around. He's got some type of use. I don't know the specifics of it. I apologize. I thought he'd be here to speak on his behalf. Now here's his food court, and he's wanting to enlarge that. So, apologize. That's all I know. Let me...
Yeah, no, and no worries. So how is it operating now? Obviously, it's operating.
It's a non-conforming use. It was,
I said, Scott's talked to us about this in the past.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's something, it was a zoning fix that needed to be.
It needs, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And the only way to get to it is to drive into the city of Branson, and 248.
And then, well, I mean.
You can come from the north.
You can come from the north, yes.
Okay.
You can come this way.
Come in from that
I don't
side.
Know where the city limit line is. You might be right. It might be back up in here somewhere.
Well, I just know out there it zigzags around, and mm-hmm. it on the other side of the road it takes in part of one and not the other, so
mm-hmm.
It conforms. So there's a gas station just to the north of it. That's a car lot and a restaurant to the south of it, correct?
Yes.
Be in the green area that's C2.
I think he owns this parcel still. He's keeping that. I might own that. He's keeping that. And he either owns this or just sold this. He owned all this in here at one time. He's just requesting this. Hearsay, this is what he's wanting to do. He's wanting to create a much larger food court with an outdoor venue, maybe people playing music for more like an evening setting. If you want to, you know, have a little stage and have people play music, falls under that C2. And then in the back, maybe some RV or something camping. I'm not 100% sure. I couldn't get him to really explain what his idea. I think he's not quite sure. It's from what I took at the planning and zoning meeting.
Okay.
But he has cleared it all out, and he has vacated that road, and he removed this large building that was in the middle of a public right of way.
You say he has vacated it, or
no? That's his plan.
It.
Okay. He's okay. Wanting to vacate that. Yet. That.
Okay. So with that, is there anyone to speak in favor of or opposition? I'll ask one more time. All right. Hearing none, if we're ready to move forward, I'll close the public hearing section and we'll entertain to approve, to deny, table, however you guys want to handle it.
Move to approve order number 04-21-2025-02.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Move on to our next one, Mr. Stice.
Okay. Order number 04-21-2025-03. Hugo and Vanessa Wakutz. The property is located at 117 Calvin Drive, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township. The request, Hugo and Vanessa are seeking county commission to approve a zoning request for one parcel 08-5.0-16-000-000-023.000. It's presently zoned R1. The request is for C2. A little background. April 14, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the zoning district map change, and it was unanimous. So let me show you where we're at. To give you guys a good idea, it's over by Crawford's Automotive. So... Bee Creek, I think the health department's right there, so it kind of gives you an idea. A little closer, Crawford's, I think the health department's right there. It's what we're speaking of is this property right here. As we know, Bee Creek is really kind of starting to become a commercial hub a little bit. So zoning, you got office, some C2. Got some R1 in here. Looks like you got some NR3 back there, or RV, I'm not sure.
RV.
R2 here. So, like I said, R1 is what this property is zoned. Give you a little bigger picture of all the different zoning uses and where how it fits in or could fit in. This is a picture of the building as it sits now. They have an office use now. I think she does tax work. And then also they're going to get into vinyl wrapping of vehicles over here. So you got both those uses, hence the C2 request.
What was the structure used for before? Do you know, Cody?
I think it's been used for tax purposes for quite a while, but we could have her speak to that.
Okay. So it's directly on that side road out of Crawford's parking lot.
There's a road right between them that goes back into a neighborhood. So Crawford's.
Yep.
Road going into the neighborhood behind, and they are right across the street.
And it also has a driveway off onto Bee Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bee Creek. They have two entrances, Bee Creek and to this side road.
Okay.
So this is onto the side road. This goes... there, and there's Crawford's over there. And this is the that same road entrance to the neighborhood and the road between Crawford's and this office. This is the road onto Bee Creek on the other end out of their driveway. That's south. That's north. So with that, I'll bring up Vanessa.
Okay.